Hey, Fitheads. Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be viewing the Hammer & Sigil Tradition. See that nice Connecticut Shade wrapper there, American Connecticut Shade. It's a big boy. It's a Churchill 7x48. MSRP on this is $9. As with a lot of traditional Connecticut Shade wrappers, falls in the mild to mild medium-ish category in terms of strength. Uses Dominican binder, Dominican filler. Has been sitting in my humidor for a little while now. It's had a little bit of a chance to rest. This was a sampler sent to us by Hammer & Sigil. We featured the Kalanok 25 on Sharing Our Pairings a little while ago, and as a part of that package, they sent us some samplers for review, so I'm getting around to that now. Pretty excited to try this out. Been kind of on a Connecticut Shade kicker for a while, so looking forward to trying this out. So again, Churchill 7x48, so it's big bad boy. Probably going to be about 2.5 hours, roughly, of smoking time. See, got that nice Hammer & Sigil wrapper. Hammer & Sigil band, I should say, on there. So let's get to the nose here. Lots of dry wood, a little bit of hay. Pretty much what I expect from Connecticut Shade. Lots of hay in the foot, dry hay. That's about it. So we'll get to lighting, we'll get to cutting, and we'll get to smoking here. 48 ring gauge, I'm going to use my Sigil torch here for this. As always, just kind of rotating the flame around the foot, making sure not to scorch the wrapper. You just don't want the flame to touch. That's really the trick, so when you start to see the embers off the end of the foot, you know you've got the flame close enough without the flame actually touching. All right, so we've got a nice toast going on there. Should be good to go for a cut. So I'm going to use my Zycar V cutter, which is kind of my standard now. Draws in the ideal zone. Initial impressions are sweet graham cracker, a little bit of subtle dry wood post-draw. That's about it. We'll see if we can get enough of a draw here to get a retrohale going. Getting some coffee on the retrohale, which is interesting. Can't say I get a lot of coffee typically off Connecticut Shade cigars blended. That's interesting. So we've got a lot of cigar to go here. I'll check back in when we detect some profile changes. We're about 7 minutes in and I'm detecting a fair amount of leather post-draw with a little bit of spices almost. I call it spice, but really what it is, it's a white pepper that's sort of rounding it out. So I get that leather. And the leather has a big mouthfeel to it, and then I can just taste that white pepper sort of rounding it out. It's interesting. I don't typically get a lot of that on a Connecticut Shade blend, so interesting start. And you can see that we're first of all, there's a very extremely clean burn line there, but we're not very far in, so we'll keep checking in. Just passing the 20-minute mark, and there's some creaminess adding to the profile. Very interesting start. I mean, it's got a lot of richness for a Connecticut Shade blend. Talking a little bit about the blend, if you go to Hammer & Sigil's website, they've got a really nice write-up. Apparently, it's three-year-old Dominican tobaccos in the filler, and then they use a five-year-aged Connecticut Shade wrapper. So that's pretty impressive for a Connecticut Shade cigar. They describe it as a rich and creamy smoke, walking the line between mild and medium with great leather, which we kind of already talked about, and rare spice notes throughout, and definitely getting a little bit of that spice, although for me it's presenting more of as a pepper. So we'll see if we detect any of those spice notes as the first third continues here. Casually hitting the 30-minute mark here, talking a little bit about the profile. It's all kind of coming together, the creaminess on the retrohale, creaminess on the regular draw. You get the little bit of drying cedar post-draw mixed in with the leather, and then some lingering white pepper. Great start to the cigar. One thing to comment on is I am finding the drying cedar. It's got a bit of a drying mouthfeel to it, so I'm kind of wishing I had something to pair with here. Not sure what that would be. I'll have to let the cigar sort of settle in and see what other notes come to the forefront. But as you can see, with only half an hour of smoking time, there's a ton of cigar left. So we'll check back in and see how it progresses. Coming up on the 1 hour mark and still really in the first third, probably in the middle third in the next 5 or 10 minutes here, but this is pretty leisurely smoke, enjoying it very much. Not a lot else to report on the flavor profile. It's settled in nicely. Kind of talked about that previously. Kind of interested to see where this goes in the middle third, see if there's any transitions as it goes into the middle third and see what the flavor profile is there. Past the 1 hour mark, you can see the burn line on this is still fabulous. I mean, it's been burning excellent throughout. Nice and cool, tasty flavors. In the middle, as it transitions in the middle third here, the leather has really stepped up to about a medium strength, especially really on the post-draw. It's got a very thick mouthfeel to it, so it's really dominating the profile post-draw. That's some of the spices they talked about on the website are starting to come through now, kind of mixing in with that pepper that I was talking about throughout the first third. And throughout the regular draw, there's this really nice creaminess. It kind of brings it all together. So we'll see if there's any flavor changes in the middle third and how it progresses as it goes. passing the 1 hour and 10 mark. Really, the profile change that stood out here is, along with that post-draw leather, I'm getting this sort of earthy, not a sharp earth, just sort of a light earth. The leather's kind of running it over, but it's rounding out the post-draw. So you get post-draw leather, post-draw earth, post-draw spices, post-draw pepper, which is, that's a lot of profile for a Connecticut shade blend. So this, you know, the profile is certainly leading up to more of a medium profile. I think this was, I was expecting more of a mild to a mild medium, but this is absolutely leading up to a medium profile. This cigar has a lot of body to it, and I'm really interested to see how this continues on for the middle third and certainly in the last third. Hitting the halfway point of the middle third, and there's some smokiness coming through. I know that sounds really strange to describe, but it's like a barbecue smokiness, not very strong, at about light medium strength. But it's interesting. It adds more complexity to that regular draw, kind of mixes in with all the other flavors that are present. This is a very complex Connecticut shade profile, and I'm really enjoying it. We'll see if there's any other flavor changes in the middle third. Probably have another 15 to 20 minutes before I get into the last third. Moving into the last third here, and the earth is really starting to take over the profile. Started out at a light medium. It's really at a medium, maybe medium plus. So it's overtaking the leather. It's kind of overtaking the creaminess between draws. Again, I think, you know, if I had a pairing here, I think that would offset that a little bit, but we'll see if that sort of subsides. Sometimes if you get a lot of earthiness in the middle third, it kind of subsides in the last third. So we'll see what happens as the last third settles in. So as the last third starts to settle in here, I'm getting a little bit of a sour note, not a off-putting sour note, but like a fruity sour note. And it's on the regular draw, and it kind of carries through into the post-draw. So you get that sour note on the draw, and then you hit the post-draw, and you get that sort of bold earthiness. And they're kind of competing against each other. So we'll see what else happens here in the last third. No real other profile changes to report on here. The earthiness is still kind of dominating the profile. The sour note's still there. Again, just adding a little bit of body to the last third. Wrapping up the Hammer and Sickle Tradition series, the Churchill. Very enjoyable cigar. A lot more body than I anticipated for a Connecticut shade wrapper. No doubt as a result of that well-aged filler tobacco. You have to look for the review of this at CigarFederation.com. Be an interesting write-up. And we'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review. Thanks very much for checking it out. If you want to give us an up, thumbs up, vote, or a comment on our video, we certainly appreciate it. You can always email us here, surgeon@CigarFederation.com.